Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. Do keep up with us on social media. A lot of good information there that just accentuates what we talk about on Saturday mornings. And as a matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook feed right now, you will see some imagery of Brandini Toffee in Palm Springs. And in terms of a premium toffee, you're not going to do any better than this. And also, you have a look at what the production process is, which definitely adds to the appeal. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As I mentioned earlier in the show, over the last month, I've had two short trips out to Palm Springs to get reacquainted with the area as everyone is coming back from the pandemic. And certainly, Palm Springs is alive and well and very active. I did a lot of restaurant dining during the 5 nights I was there over 2 weeks. And it's amazing how active the restaurants are. It's busy. And people are looking for local getaways that are car accessible. Palm Springs, for most of Southern California, LA, Orange County, is 2 hours or under away. So it's an easy hop and a nice change. And when I was out there doing my research, I heard about the Brandini Toffee Company and was told, you know, there is quite a story about the founding of this company by a young entrepreneur and the success that has happened to them since the founding. And as part of my research, I had a chance to meet the founder of Brandini Toffee, that being Brandon Weimer, get a personal tour of their production facility in Rancho Mirage, learn a lot about the toffee making process, and also how they create new products, where the inspiration comes from, and how grassroots marketing works to develop a successful gourmet specialty food product company. So it is a pleasure to welcome to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time the founder of Brandini Toffee, Brandon Weimer. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Brandon, again, I really appreciate
it. Thanks for the intro. That really embellished our business.
Well, Brandon, you're actually going to embellish your business because I didn't want to tell the founding story. And Brandon, I apologize. I know you have told this story a million times, but it's much better to come from you than me. You founded Brandini Toffee when you were in high school back in 2006. Just very briefly, how did this all come about and where did the toffee recipe initially come from?
Yeah, of course. Well, first, I'm proud to have a story and also proud to have a great product. And so the story, of course, is part of our origin. And we started, a friend and I started this back in 2006 as a fundraising effort in high school. So we were sophomores in high school, and we had an opportunity to travel to Italy with a club we were in. And our parents were encouraged us to go on this trip. They also encouraged us to find a way to pay for it. They said if we paid for half, they would pay for half, and we were just on the cusp of being able to get jobs. And so we didn't get a job, though. We were 16 and said, we'll start selling this toffee that I had been making as a hobby. And a family friend had taught me how to make toffee when I was something like middle school age. And I had been making it for a few years and fell in love with the confection of toffee, I think as anyone in middle school is kind of tinker around in the kitchen, but it's really was enlightening to learn that you can take butter and sugar and caramelize it over a stove after an hour of manual stirring, and put some quality chocolate and almonds and be off to the races with a really phenomenal product. I didn't even know what toffee was at that time. So I spent a few years saying this is the best sweet indulgence I've ever had, and spent a few years trying to make it my own, and gave it to friends and family, and became kind of a routine giveaway item for me for holidays and such. And so back to the story, we started fundraising for this trip to Italy, and kind of as many small businesses do, started with street fairs and a lot of product sampling and getting people to try it. And fortunately with our youth, got quite a bit of recognition here in the Valley of Palm Springs on, local media, and a ton of great support from this community. And, went to Italy, paid off the trip, and, it's been something like 15 years now of growing, beyond the trip to Italy, and now growing a family business with a few retail locations and distribution nationwide, and hopefully just getting started. So that's it in a nutshell.
I like that. I like that, Brandon. Now, of course, an almond nutshell, the cashews are a little bit of a different story that are in one of your other products. So, Brandon, it was always, in terms of your original recipe for toffee, the almonds were always in there, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it was, the original recipe was raw slivered almonds. I migrated to roasted chopped almonds at some point, just finding that to be a much better flavor profile, and started with milk chocolate and switched to semi-sweet dark chocolate. You and I talked, I've talked a lot about chocolate, and we use Guittard dark chocolate. We're certainly no chocolate aficionados when it comes to, we're not a bean to bar kind of facility. We make toffee and toffee products, and that's really where the magic happens. And, we partner with great suppliers for, the handful of ingredients that we use.
Sure. And Brandon, we want to mention, because you were kind enough to mention Guittard, which we've actually talked about on the show many times in the past. It is the only American-owned, American-based artisan chocolate company. And honestly, Brandon, I've visited their facility in Burlingame, and I'm very familiar with their product line. You can't do much better. So switching from for chocolate aficionados, switching from milk chocolate to the dark chocolate, that's something that the gourmets out there really appreciate, because it makes a big difference. For our audience that may not have experienced Brandini toffee yet, it is rich and decadent, but again, all premium ingredients, which I really appreciate. And as I mentioned in my lead-in, I have visited your facility with you conducting a very intensive tour. We saw intensive in a good sense. We actually saw a batch of toffee, being made, and then an earlier batch being packaged. So, we've seen the full process. We know the facility. It's very impressive. Brandon, in terms of background, at what point did you switch from doing this in the home kitchen on the sly to going to a fully certified and fully credentialed restaurant kitchen? And you might mention where the family connection was there, because, young entrepreneurs don't necessarily have the opportunity to use a fully licensed commercial kitchen, particularly at a busy hotel. Just give us that backstory, if you will.
That's a good, there you go. That's teeing me up nicely. Yeah, we're super fortunate back at that time, because you couldn't, the Cottage Food Act's around now, where you can actually produce, sort of startup food business out of your own home with certain, credentials and inspections, but that wasn't available at the time. And so, you look at one of the biggest barriers to entry if you're going to be producing anything is just getting a facility that's up to speed. And this facility is, can be 100 square feet, but you still have a lot of overhead to get there. And, I was fortunate enough, my dad managed a hotel at the time in Indian Wells. He'd worked there for many years. And the owner of that hotel was a huge fan of my product. He's a huge fan of toffee and really an aficionado, and was one of the, handful of people I'd gift to that said, you could do something with this someday. And I will always give him credit for being a motivator of, a kid saying, I guess I'll start selling this. And so he gave us the opportunity to use the kitchen there at that hotel. It was, you know, all of 100, 200 square feet, little prep kitchen off on the side that they'd use for events infrequently. And they gave us a little bit of refrigerator space and a little bit of dry storage space. And my parents would drop me off weekdays to go cook toffee after school. And then, you know, eventually it was, okay, now I'm more on the sales side doing events. So we, you know, hired our first team member to, you know, help make toffee. And then, you know, they kicked us out, you know, a year later after we started taking up too much space, and we had to figure out how to pay rent somewhere else. And, you know, that's 2007 or 2008 at that time. And we've taken a few steps. Our moral to our story is we've never moved by choice. We've always been kicked out and pushed on to the next spot. And where you went, you know, our flash forward to now where we've moved to Rancho Mirage, and it's a great central location in the Palm Springs area. You know, we operate, you know, about a 10,000 square foot facility, and we're proud to say it's ours. And hopefully we'll only move if we grow out of it, which I don't foresee happening anytime, you know, in the near future. But yeah, a lot of milestones along the way as we kind of grow out, you know, the incubation stage. But fortunate, super fortunate.
And Brendan, you should mention, in terms of your production facility, you are fortunate that in terms of the real estate that you have, you know, not only is it your production facility, but because of where it's located on Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage, you're in the back of a retail center. So if you don't really know that you're there, you know, it becomes a destination, but it's still in an active area. But it is also one of your retail shops. So you have the advantage of being able to have the production facility and a fairly busy retail shop in the same location, but I imagine aren't paying retail rent. Am I kind of close there?
Yeah, exactly. It's the you know, ugly duckling of the shopping center in the back corner, and that was our last location was in a much better location in that shopping center, and the shopping center was bank owned and bankrupt, and this is peak the recession, and the new purchasers came in and said, "We got good news is we're going to throw 10 something million into this thing and make this a really thriving center like it used to be, and the bad news is we're demolishing your building." So they gave us an alternative, which is where we're at now, and you know, we're able to make a purchase on it to, you know, hopefully last for the long haul. And it is trapped in the corner, but it's certainly a destination-based location, and you know, different to, you know, downtown Palm Springs, which I'm happy you're able to see, where, you know, downtown Palm Springs is thriving and foot traffic there is certainly key, whereas Rancho Mirage that doesn't have that, you know, same appeal, and that's okay. We've built a different model there, and most of, you know, 95% of the facility is just for production, with kind of that fishbowl design where you can go into the lobby and watch the whole operation with or without a tour.
Absolutely. Brendan, as I found out, the locals definitely know where you are in Rancho Mirage, so not so bad. Brendan, we're going to take our top of the hour break. We're going to come back and pick up the story, because the one thing that we haven't done, which is pretty important, is talk about all the toffee products that you have. And we also want to talk about ice cream and also toffee.
Yeah.
And also toffee brownies. So expectations are high. So just hang in there. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We are talking with Brendan Wymer, who is the founder of the Brandini Toffee Company based in Palm Springs, but also now with a retail store in Century City, which we should mention too. And we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Top of the hour break. Don't wander far. You can turn me on.